Silver Wolf Audio Blog Podcast, Episode 2. And why are you staring at me like that? It's kind of creepy. Ladies and gentlemen, and those in between, I am Silverwolf of Silverwolf's Reviews and Rants blog, and this is Podcast Episode 2. Now, before we start today's program, in a previous episode, I kind of gave a little brief history about the whole podcast and the whole weblog, but I can't believe I forgot the two most important people that kind of encouraged me to do rants and the podcast all at once. First off, podcasting. The person that kind of encouraged me to do my own podcast, his name is Alan Huffman of DisneyFans.com. He has his own podcast called the Park Hopping Podcast, which is a simple podcast where he plays audio ride-throughs of various Disney attractions, and either he narrates them or compares them to other Disney attractions of the same nature. Like in his last podcast, he kind of compared the Pirates of the Caribbean attractions from both Disneyland and Walt Disney World. He kind of encouraged me to do my own podcast because in every episode, he always says, and I quote, that anyone can have their own podcast. And once he said that, I thought to myself, anyone can have their own podcast? So that what encouraged me to do my own podcast. That he said that anyone can have their own podcast, and I encourage you to do so as well. The second person to, well, he's not really a person, he's more of a fictional character, but he is kind of inspirational. His name is Foamy the Squirrel. Now, you're probably wondering, how the heck can he be inspirational? Well, he inspired me to do rants because in most episodes of his cartoons, he kind of rants about what's going on with society and what the heck is wrong with it. And every time when I hear his rants, I think to myself, dude, that is so darn true. And I thought, hey, why not I either type or talk about my opinion on his rants and a few other things as well. So, Alan Huffman and Foamy the Squirrel, thank you for kind of encouraging me to do this my own podcast. If you want to know more information about Foamy the Squirrel, check out illwillpress.com. That's illwillpress.com. And if you want to know more about Alan Huffman, his podcast, and to check out, like, literally thousands of photos and dozens of videos of theme park attractions, check out DisneyFans.com. And I'm truly sorry for not mentioning you in the last episode. Anyway, during this entire podcast, I've been thinking whether to make this a bi-weekly show or a weekly show. And now I have come to the conclusion to make this a bi-weekly podcast. So next week, you might not hear my voice, but the week after next week, you will. Also, earlier in this episode, you heard some really cool theme music by GB in Flames. This is music that I got from Newgrounds.com's Audio Portal, which is a little small portal for aspiring music artists to have their music be known throughout the internet. And also, at the end of the show, you'll hear another cool theme song by Gorgoroth from the same website. Finally, if you're subscribing to this podcast through iTunes, you probably saw a cool logo for this podcast. That logo I drew myself, so I give myself a little credit there. And now, finally, a rant. And just like a bad case of diarrhea, I can't hold this rant in any longer. This is a rant on reality television. First things first, it needs to stop! We do not need over 15 reality shows, which some of them are actually the same thing as another one. Take, for example, Dancing with the Stars on CBS and Skating with Celebrities on Fox. Now, let me first describe Dancing with the Stars. This reality show is a little bit interesting because they actually use celebrities that can actually dance, and they're pairing them with professional dancers. And now Fox, being the so-called geniuses that they are, they decided to take the entire idea of Dancing with the Stars, taking the dancing out of it, and actually the stars, because the celebrities and Skating with Celebrities, I haven't even heard or seen in years. In fact, I don't think anyone even remembers them. Another crappy reality show that I still can't believe is still on the air and even has its own theme park attraction is Fear Factor on NBC. Now, what I don't understand about all this is that how is eating bugs and animal guts encourages fear? That's not fear. That's just disgusting. Whatever happened to good television? Like All in the Family, Green Acres, and I Love Lucy. Right now, they're either on DVD or they're becoming crappy movie remakes. You know, it's times like these that I wish that we can go back to good scripted television. There actually still is good scripted television on now, but it's only on rare occasions. Shows like Rescue Me, The Sopranos, and Law & Order, but those are just some of the rare good television shows that are out there right now. We need good television. Stuff that's actually worth watching, and stuff that is not repeated over and over and over again. TV network executives all over the world, please, for the love of God and everything that is holy, please stop with these reality shows. They're not attention grabbers. They're not ratings grabbers. They are now just annoying. Sure, Survivor was good for a year, but now it is pure crap along with every other reality show out there. The only reason why I watch them is that I want to see people be humiliated and embarrassed for being on a stupid reality television show that no one will ever, ever watch. And for those of you who have been on a reality show, you had your 15 minutes of fame. Hope you enjoyed them, because you'll never get them again, no matter how desperate you are. And once again, stop with the reality shows, especially the ones that repeat the same concept over and over again. And if you're thinking of being on a reality show, don't, because You're only going to be embarrassed in front of the entire world. And also, you're wasting your 15 minutes of fame on crap. Save it for another time. I'm sorry for my tone of voice throughout this entire rant, but these shows have to stop. Now I know I'm going to get a lot of hate mail for this rant. But hey, this is America. I have a right to an opinion. If you don't like my opinion, then don't like it. Go on with your life. Anyway, on that note, I'm going to close the show right here. If you want to check out my blog and download previous episodes, check out my blog at mbw345.blogspot.com. And if you want to make things easier on yourself, you can also subscribe to this podcast through iTunes. If you want to drop me a note, my email address is tales45@aol.com. Please subject the email podcast. Any other subjects, I will not read. On that note, I'll see you the week after next week, and I'll probably have a better tone of voice for my next rant, and I'll also throw in a few other interesting things too, including links, podcasts, and a few other things that might interest you a little bit. And on that note, this is Silver Wolf of the Silver Wolf IO Blog Podcast and Reviews and Rants blog signing off. Here's the ending theme, Legacy Ended by Gorgoroth. See you later.